back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the third episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai Trading Places, which first aired on, ironically, March 3rd, 2012, so 333. Written by David McDermott, with Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Jonathan Bruff. And we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Those little things are going go-go Power Rangers. And they're still doing it. Kind of funny.
Buckaroo, shouldn't you be doing something?
Yes, Master. Absolutely. Like what?
Like figuring out a way to get rid of those lousy rangers. Before I decide to get rid of you.
Ranger Troubles, I'll get rid of those polychromatic pests permanently.
Who are you? You don't look familiar.
The name's Switchbeast. I work for a different master in the Madness, Mayhem, and Misery game. He prefers to remain anonymous, I'm sure you understand.
I wonder if this will become important later.
I don't even know what you just said.
My boss has instructed me to help out with your little Power Ranger problem.
Really?
Please,
I like that the glowing eyes on both his stomach and his crotch are... Well, I like that the eyes are glowing. Okay, what is this, like a garage sale thing?
We'll just sell some of these priceless treasures, and we'll have more than enough money to buy new karate uniforms.
But Uncle Walk, who's gonna buy all this junk?
I thought it was they were going for samurai stuff.
My pleasure.
Wait, what?
It's gonna be your pleasure once you taste my habanero hollandaise herrenberger.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I'll try anything once. Can I help something?
It's a weird place to do. Okay.
Huh? Maybe they're doing yoga.
Guys, I think there's something wrong.
Oh, she should have said I got a bad feeling about. Oh, there goes Antonio. Oh, Bulk 2? What happened to the other two? Did they get away? Incidentally, I did happen to stumble upon this Sentai episode version of this episode. This will be interesting because the always serious Red Ranger in that was put in a like a cat statue. So it'll be interesting to see if they do that here or what they do, if at all. I don't know how much they'll change it. That's pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Wake him up.
Nah, I don't think so.
I said wake them up.
Too easy.
Surprise! Ah!
time for a change.
Jeez. Oh, yep, they're gonna get him.
Time to make a switch.
A gnome? Really? Okay.
Is he okay?
Jaden, wake up!
Switch beast, you've done it again. Time to finish him off. Just one blow, and the Red Ranger is history.
Huh?
Yeah!
History's not my best subject.
Well then, let me
okay.
In 1492, I took out the Rangers pink and blue.
Somehow I don't think he did that. Oh! You could actually kind of see the whatever they call it on... pink. The squib. That's what I'm trying to say. So we're just gonna have two rangers. Are any good now?
There you are.
All those people are frozen, and that Nylock thinks destroying the gnome would destroy Jaden.
Is he gonna figure it out? Oh, he figured it out.
Jaden. Man, that's messed up.
You think they're awake in there?
We're awake! We hear you!
So this Nylock switches people's spirits into objects.
Yeah. And then the victim's bodies take the shape.
She's a fan. Okay. And he's a... Oh my goodness.
What should we do, Mike?
Let me see. So the monster tried to destroy the gnome. That Nylock tried to smash the gnome after Jaden was switched into it. I think if the object gets destroyed, the person does too.
All those people. We have to save them.
So, you know, don't break anything.
But how do we figure out what they turned into?
We have to try, or there's no hope for any of them.
Perhaps if you defeat the Nylock, then everyone will be free.
Then we'll have to train hard until the Nylock returns.
Sounds like a plan.
It to you. Switching humans out of their bodies and into worthless junk, it's pure genius.
Yeah, well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, really?
The trapped humans are miserable, sure. But any minute now, the real fun will begin.
The real fun?
Uh-oh. What else happens?
Useless stuff sitting around.
So oh.
They're gonna start cleaning. The humans will take to a dump or a recycling center to be crushed or melted down.
What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
Hey! I've been kidnapped! Help!
I have a really bad feeling about this.
I was hoping someone would say that.
Destroy the helpless humans. And they won't even know they're doing it.
Well done, Switch Beast. I like your style.
Rangers are next.
So then all these people will just be missing. Okay.
Are they just gonna leave our bodies sitting out like that? Where should they put us? I don't know. A hospital, maybe? Oh, no. Ah, oh. Now, get out the
So Bulk could be recycled. I guess he's gonna be red? I don't know.
It's been quite a while since I've seen you practicing by yourself.
Yeah, it's also been a while since I tried taking on a Nylock by myself.
And I remember when you she is not apparently doing any practicing at all.
I did lousy. If Jaden hadn't been watching my back...
Are we going to get a flashback?
But you were the one who figured out how to beat him. Besides, you won't be by yourself.
But what happened to the others? I can't let that happen to you.
Nothing's going to happen to me. We'll beat this Nylock together.
Right.
One thing. What you did to Kevin.
Uh-oh.
When we do switch everyone back, he's gonna be really mad at you.
What did he do to Kevin? That's funny.
Kinda cute.
Cute? What's that smell? I'll put him in the refrigerator before he spoils.
Well, that's a good idea. Can't get rid of him, obviously. Oh, maybe he's just going to put it down. So much for that. Yeah, you can. Why not?
Before you go, I think you're going to need this.
I'm not sure I can handle this.
You can do it, Mike. I know you can.
I mean, there's only two of you. One of you's got to do it, probably.
All right. I have an idea. It's pretty risky. And a little bit crazy.
Sounds like a Mike plan. What is it?
All right, here's what we do.
Set the... Oh. I can't believe they're actually going this far with it, actually. He's gonna become the... Oh, that's adorable. Oh, and they actually showed it happen? Well, yeah, it's Nickelodeon. Oh, that can't be good.
Oh, not the food.
Oh, there's a cat inside the dojo?
Don't even think about it. Somebody help.
Oh, that could be trouble. The steps look wet. Is that Sanzu River water, or is that just rain or something? I guess since it's only two of them, they can go with the longer bit. Yay.
Samurai Ranger ready.
Okay, Greenie, what should we switch you with? Something nice and easy to smash.
Oh, seriously? Interesting.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, Mr. Nylock, now that you've had a taste of your own medicine, how about you tell us the quick and easy way to switch everybody back?
You sneaky
snake.
Funny.
Oh, I feel all gross and hero-y.
Tell us the secret, or you're gonna get it.
He's holding the sword wrong, too. That's fun.
Loathsome as this body is, I'll bet you don't want anything to happen to it. Back off, or Greeny gets it.
Oh, you don't like my body?
Oh.
Well, then we'll put you somewhere else.
That's not good.
Here, Nylock. Have a ball.
What?
Oh, not bad.
What's wrong with this ball? It feels a little mushy.
Oh, my head!
Okay, Em. I think we've made our point.
That was just cruel. I think you broke a rib.
Serves you right, you monster.
Now tell us how to switch everybody back, or we'll make your life really miserable.
Why, you Iota?
Quit stalling, Nylock.
We're waiting.
Well?
Yes.
All right. Hold completely.
Can they trust him?
No, this is really gonna hurt.
Oh, okay, here we go. Just in time. Will he disappear from it or turn into the or be the can? Oh, phew. Yay! No more bird poop. Dancy, dancy, dancy. It's okay now. Yay! He's not taken off the thing yet, the tutu. That would have sucked. I guess he's not going to be in this episode.
Hey, I hit myself.
Mike, is that you?
Whatever he did, I'm me again.
Not for long. Switch blast!
Okay, Mike, let him have it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. All right, here we go.
Super Samurai mode.
Wow.
Shouldn't be too surprised. That's how it works. Ooh, that was easy. Ooh. Wow.
Bear disc. Time for my supercharged powers to switch you off, Nylock.
You can't defeat me.
Super Force Vortex.
I think he can. And they light it up like it's a lightsaber. Nice.
Hey, Super Green Ranger. That really was super.
Ready for the big switch.
And now everyone else will show up, right?
We're ready. Super Samurai combination.
Thanks to the black box, the two of us can control all of the Zords.
That's how they're going to do it. The others aren't even going to show up. They're just going to be like, "Ah, the two of us can do it. No problem." I didn't go this far in this Sentai episode because I was trying to avoid spoilers, so I don't know if that's what happened there or not. Wow, that monster's just biding his time for this. Good lord.
tricks to whoop your sorry butt. You ready, Emily?
Yeah! Let's do it!
Doing pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, let's show him.
You know, it'd be funny is if they need all of them in order to finish everything off, you know? Wow. What? Ew, what's that? What? I haven't seen that before.
Big finish.
Double katana strike.
Talk about a switch hit.
Never mind, I guess they could do it without everybody.
Samurai Rangers,
victory is ours!
Wow, we really did it. Just the two of us.
Yeah, let's never do that again.
It's a deal.
Good.
Those lucky samurai louses!
So the other Rangers are basically just, like, cameos.
Freak, don't mention her name.
I've heard enough. Get out.
What? Oh, it's in our world now.
You poor little thing.
She's still alive.
Sandra cast you out like you did me.
I missed you. I missed you.
I miss playing my harmonium. Master Xandred burned it, and I look forward to returning the favor.
But he doesn't have a harmonium.
Until then, at least I have you to talk to.
Is she the boss that the other, the Switch Beast guy works for?
But it was the only way I could think of.
And you did it by yourselves. Just the two of you. It was mostly Mike.
No way. We're a team.
Well, if it weren't for you, I'd still be a gnome. Thanks.
And Antonio would have been an eaten fish.
So, you're not even mad about this?
You took pictures? Give me that!
Mike, give me that!
I figured we were going to have a thing like Antonio can't eat fish now because of the almost being eaten or something, or he's going to be afraid of cats or something. No. I didn't see what she does, but one of the people in the credits there, did you just see, was Terry Death? That was interesting. I didn't notice that before. Well, this wasn't a terrible episode. I mean, the other two figured it out. It's just, I think the only problem I have with it is that it turned out that the other four, just kind of didn't even try to show up and help. They just hung out and let the other two finish, which is weird. I don't know. Maybe they'll do better next time, which is going to be the fourth episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. Something fishy. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.